Yes, please.
Give me Liz Carpenter.
Be glad to, Mr. Coming to the phone, sir, one moment.
Hello.
Liz, honey, we gotta have silence is golden over there in y'all shop. Mr. Pearson calls up and says that if I have any doubts about him because he's been proposed, that to go ahead, that he won't get his feelings hurt on the grease thing, and that he thinks it's better for us to act instead of procrastinating. Now, first of all, he ought to ever know he is suggested.
He suggested himself.
I know it, but you're the only one that talked to us about it, so this is just direct. So you ought to tell him that you've got anything to do with it. Tell him it's something you haven't got a thing in the world to do with. Just period. So we don't get in things like this. And we are going to announce it. We're not going to announce him. It's not going to help us. There's no good to even discuss with him that you're recommending him. I'm not going to recommend send any newspaper man. I'm going to send Scotty Reston on something like this and never would think of it for 1 minute. But he oughtn't to think that I have to turn him down. It just puts me on the spot. And when those things come to you, just say, that's something that I don't know a thing about, Drew. Thank you very much, but you better talk to the President himself or the Secretary of State or to George Reedy or some of them. Then we won't have him under any illusions. He thinks that we're holding this thing up because we don't want to turn him down, and he's been recommended for it. Now, there's nobody recommended him, I find out, except you.
His wife called me and said that they had been invited, and if it was possible, it'd work out. I think he's embarrassed about it. He wanted to be taken out of it and called me to that effect the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him it was ever cooking. I just told him.
Well, he says that he knows that he's been recommended, but that he thinks we ought to act one way or the other, and if he's going to say so and not say so. So we're going to say so today, and I think it's bad, though, to talk about these things outside of the house. I just would never do it to any of them.
Yes, sir. Well, when he calls me up, I generally try to listen to him because
I would listen, but
doing you a favor.
Well, I don't know. I believe the more we talk to him, the more trouble we get in.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so, because these things, it looked like it, and I just, I would listen, but I sure wouldn't go any further than that.
Yes, sir.
Because he's he calls up over here, you see, and talks about the suggestions being made. In other words, you're endorsing him strong, and I'm the villain.
No, sir, I don't believe that he has that impression. He called me very embarrassed because he had heard Louvie talking to me and just said, I don't want to be considered because I already get too much hell from my editors that I'm too pro-democratic, and I think it would put me on the spot. So I listened to him again. And if he, I think that he's very happy with whatever you decide, and in a way it gets
you
him
know
off
what up. We've done? I haven't had any choice in the matter. They got Lindbergh originated, and now they got this fellow Hillis from New Orleans, so that's worked out.
Well, I think that's good.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more thing, sir? Are you going to announce Harrisburg any time that you are going? When will you be?
We haven't yet. We're discussing it now. I don't know whether I'm going or not.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
Is Ms. Johnson going with me?
She has told me that she will join you in Harrisburg from New York, where she's going to do some shopping, but I didn't want to answer a question on her if you hadn't announced it.
I just say we haven't made any announcements over here, and we don't know.
Now, I'm going to announce her Ohio trip this afternoon for tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.